Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And again, we are on our Tuesday High School Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojans, joining us. Coach, just the one event this week. You did have the duel against Republic County on Thursday, and you ended up losing that one. Just take me through the night and how things went there against the Buffs on Thursday.
We actually lost the duel 51-26. And, you know, it was a closer duel than what the score showed. We had a couple matches where we had kids ahead and made mistakes and kind of ended up losing the match because of mistakes. And also we had some kids that kind of ran out of gas in the third period, and that's something that we really need to work on. But anyway, we had five kids that won in the dual competition. Freshman Brogan Monty, he won by a forfeit at 113. Cole Nielsen won by a fall at 150. Caden Anderson won by a tech fall, 15-0 tech fall at 215. Wesley Adolph won by a 7-5 decision, and at 285, Brody Boudreaux won by a fall. So it's good to see some wins there. As I said, the score was a little closer than what it showed, but we definitely have some things to work on. It was nice having a home duel. We don't have many home duels, and we'll have I believe we'll have another home duel in later January. But good to have that duel out of the way and moving on into next week.
Again, we're talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll chat about what's coming up this week for Beloit Wrestling here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, as we're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you do have the Republic County Duel Tournament, and it's kind of an interesting situation. You go there and start it on a Tuesday afternoon, shortly after lunch there, or normal lunchtime, I should say, about 12:30. And so just kind of looking at this is the first time you've been in this and been a part of it. What do you have to see there is you'll have basically a full day of wrestling going into the evening.
Yeah, and like you said, it's a new tournament for us. And it's a dual tournament format. We haven't wrestled in dual tournaments in a few years. We used to go to Concordia, used to have a nice dual tournament, and we used to go to that. But this will be good for our kids. There's basically eight teams involved in the tournament, and two pools of four, and we will wrestle in our pool, and then you come out after you come out of your pool, you wrestle into the other pool. So we will be getting four or five dual matches, and that's exciting for our kids. We need all the matches that we can get. The teams involved in this tournament are in our pool will be Concordia, Beloit, Nemaha Central, and Rossville, and in the other pool will be Republic County, Hill City, Sabetha, and southeast of Saline. So we're going to get plenty of action, and as I said, we will probably duel four or five of these schools, and we're hoping that our kids get matches, and we know we're going to get some quality matches, and that's really going to be important for some of our kids. Every one of our kids has been tested this season, but we're certainly going to be tested this Tuesday over at this dual tournament, and looking forward to after the duel taking we'll get about 8 days off and then coming back after Christmas and getting ready for the second half of our season, which is certainly the heart of our season, and a lot of big tournaments and so on, and getting ready for the region tournament in late February.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team here in the locker room chat. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best luck there Tuesday at Belleville, and we'll talk to you again after the new year.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
You're listening to KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Jason Broadfoot here with Honor Wrestling Locker Room Chats, and I have Osborne's head coach, Jason Knoll, with us. And unfortunately, the guys didn't get to wrestle this weekend at Russell. The tournament got canceled, huh?
Yeah, they shut their school down for sickness, and unfortunately, we didn't get to wrestle, but I still made them make weight Saturday morning like we were to keep them disciplined, you know, and make sure everyone's good on weight and everything. But we had a good hour and a half, 2 hour practice there Saturday morning, so we could still stay in the flow and get ready for break here shortly.
Is there a chance you might be able to find another tournament, or is the schedule pretty much set in the second semester for you, or is it just one of those that you just have to miss?
Yeah, we're gonna try to find something, but you know how things are. It's going to be tough to get in here and there. I know we got a few more people. It was easy last year. We just had one kid, so we could just jump in just about anywhere. But with more kids and stuff like that this year, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to find a tournament. But hopefully we can find something. Me and my AD has been working on trying to get us something here after January. But we'll see once the year goes on. But I'm excited for the rest of the year with these boys and girls.
Yeah, we'll stay with the guys here real quick. As you head into this winter break, obviously first thing you're going to be worried about, I'm sure, is do they come back with the same weight or are they close or whatever. But is there something you want each kid to work on during the Christmas break or winter break during these practices, or do you just want them to kind of work on consistency? What is it that you want to see?
Yeah, we're going to be going over, I think, quite a bit of film and just fixing small errors that we need to work on here in some of these future matches as we get closer to regionals and stuff, and just a lot of maintaining our weight mainly, because they're going to be eating a lot over Christmas, I'm sure. Kind of getting out of their habits to cutting weight and everything, but we're going to keep a close eye on that. But mainly just drilling and fixing just small little errors that we need that'll get them over the edge, you know what I mean? So I think we're going to have a good break. Most of the boys, you know, they've gotten down there and know what it's like to be down there now, so I think they'll be able to maintain it pretty good.
All right. We'll talk about the girls when we come back. You are listening to KD Country 94 and the Wrestling Locker Room Chat.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Back here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat, I am joined by Osborne's head coach, Jason Knoll. You did get a little bit of mat action with the ladies here this weekend. You went to Abilene and the two girls. How did each one perform? Let's start at one with Cheyenne. How do you think she did this weekend?
Well, luckily we got in and were able to get the girls some matches before break. And Cheyenne, she missed that first tournament. She's at choir, which is what she'll probably be end up doing here once in her future, because she's an amazing singer. But yeah, this is her first match, and you know the nerves are there and everything else. But she came out and wrestled tough. We should have won that first match. Unfortunately, we got beat there in the third period. We were up 4-0, but she needs to learn a few things there on bottom to get out quicker and not just lay on the mat, and just some rookie mistakes, I should say. But overall, she wrestled good. She's a little out of shape yet, so we need to start running her a little more so she can get in shape, wrestling shape. But other than that, I was really happy with her, and she performed well for her very first tournament and got a win. So it's nice to get that win out of the way early and be able to go up from there.
All right, and then Annie Kendig performed really well at this tournament. In fact, got second in her pool, right?
Yes, yeah. She's improved so much these last 3-4 weeks here, and it's crazy how much they learn in such a little bit of time. I mean, girls are a whole different league from coaching, you know, from boys. But they learn so quick, and they're both really athletic. But Annie, she's come a long ways, and it is nice for her to wrestle some girls her size instead of wrestling Cheyenne every day. I know they're itching to get into a tournament to wrestle girls their weight and everything, but yeah, she's gonna be something to watch out for here in the next few years. I think she's going to come a long ways.
All right, Coach, you got to tell the truth on this one. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Actually, yes.
All right.
For once, I do. It's crazy. My wife has been, I've had an Amazon package show up on my front porch ever since, I think, October. I think she started shopping. But yeah, I got all mine done. I just got my wife's final stuff yesterday.
All right. Well, good for you. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, enjoy the winter break, and I hope everybody stays healthy. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and we'll get back at the season.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
You're listening to KD Country 94 at kdcountry94.com, and we are on the Wrestling Locker Room Chats, and joining us now is Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. And kind of had an interesting event over the weekend, a two-dayer up in Grand Island. all duels, you know, so you, kind of a different format there for you. And just explain a little bit how that went over the weekend.
Yeah, Jason, I appreciate the phone call to finish this sided year up. But I thought our kids competed pretty well. We got beat, obviously. We went 0-5 the first day. But I thought our kids actually stepped on the mat, and I really felt like they competed pretty well. As a matter of fact, I think we dueled the top two teams out of our pool about as close as we did anybody. So other than one, I thought we dropped one that we probably should have won. Other than that, I thought our kids competed really well and on day one. And then day two, you get matched up with teams that are more your caliber in wrestling. Not to say that they don't have good kids. They got good kids. But they might have a few opens, too. You know, on that first day, we didn't walk very many times, but we had three opens a lot of times. So it's hard to win a duel when you're already giving up 18 points.
So how hard is it, going into an event when you know you're kind of handicapped team-wise to try to keep that fire going for everybody, or is it just up to the individual to get it going for their 6 minutes and go from there?
Well, I really don't know how other coaches view it, but we kind of view it as a let's try to win more matches than we lose. And we did that for the most part in all those. I think we went 44-45 this week. So we're just one match away from, you know, being 500. But some of those teams that you wrestle, they're really good. They're top echelon teams in the state of Nebraska. And so it's just hard to compete with guys like that when they're choosing from, I don't know, 150 to 500 kids a class, you know. So what we try to focus on is just trying to win as many matches as we lose. And then to me, you know, in some respects, that's kind of a victory.
How do you like the two-day events? I know when you get into regionals and state competition, those are two-day events. So do you like to have a few of those during the season to try to get your kids acclimated to those?
Yeah, and we're fortunate because Smith Center School, USD 237, we're fortunate enough that they've paid the hotel rooms. We don't get like money stipulation for food or anything like that, but we've been fortunate enough that they're paying the hotel rooms at least. And yeah, it gives our guys an idea that, okay, you know, you can't go out, pig out on Friday night and drink everything in sight. Still got to make weight on Saturday, so we've got one, you know, we got one there that we got to Grand Island, and that gets us kind of ready for the regional, and by state time, you should know what you're doing, so.
You're listening to the Locker Room Chat here on KD Country 94. We'll be back and talk about the winter break after this.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Back here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat on KD Country 94, Smith Center's head wrestling coach Brock Hutchinson with us. And Coach Hutchinson, we got this long break as far as competitions go, so you're going to have some practices in there. Is there one thing you want each kid to kind of work on, or is it just about consistency over winter break?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think consistency comes in real handy. I don't want to push them here real early before we have the break. We tend to have a little bit more fun and play a few more games and do those types of things just to have fun, send them on their way and have a Merry Christmas. And then when we get back, you know, after the 28th and the 29th, then we'll get back to the grind really hard. There are some things that we're going to talk about today and go over today, which we've got to get better at. But that won't take up all of our practice time. You can only work on things so long before kids are sitting there going, okay, this is boring. You know, this is like sitting in the classroom again or whatever. So you got to have, you're exactly right. You got to have some consistency about what you do. And you got, and in my opinion, my philosophy is you got to have fun too when you're practicing. You can, you know, wrestling is such a grind that you got to have a little fun too.
And then last question here, and you got to be honest on this one. Do you have your Christmas shopping done?
I hope so. I hope so. It hasn't showed up yet, but hopefully my wife doesn't listen to this. But she takes, I tell you what, she's a trooper. She takes care of all the kids for us, and it's kind of a surprise for me. Every gift the kids open, I'm surprised. I'm just as surprised as they are.
Right.
So, she takes care of all that. I mean, she does all the cooking, the baking, the laundry, those types of things. So I take my hat off to her. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
But, coach's that's what
it is. Yeah, coaches' wives are a special breed, aren't they? That's for sure.
They very well are. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we'll wish you a happy Christmas, or Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you a little bit later and go over how the season's progressing.
Okay, sounds good, Jason. We appreciate it. KDNS, have a great Christmas.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Osborne.